Glory to Jesus. Glory to his name. The title of this message is Glorify His Name. Glorify His Name. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Giving honor to God and his faithfulness and his presence. How many people know the presence of the Lord is here? His presence is right here. And whatever you need today, just reach out and touch the hem of his garment. Amen. And you're going to see God prevail for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Today it's going to be miracles, signs, and wonders in this service. It's going to be healings and deliverances, divine interventions, and divine breakthroughs being released in this house. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to his name. I'm giving honor to God and to the angel of this house. I know I thank God for him in the previous service, but I want to thank God for him again because I must give honor to where honor is due. And I thank God for my awesome husband, Dr. Bega Medze, my sugar and my spice, my all things nice. He's awesome, and I thank God. Let's all stand and clap for him. Amen. Everyone standing. Thank God for our apostle. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for him. Some people are an acquaintance. Some people are just friends for a moment. And some people are a gift from heaven. He's a gift from heaven to me and to us. Hallelujah. And to the body of Christ globally. Hallelujah. I thank God for you, honey. Thank God for you. Love you so much. Amen. And I thank God for our wonderful children. Seasway is here. Amen. If he'll just wave where he is. And Oyi, our awesome grandson, is here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Both of them just had birthdays, just one after the other. We thank God for you. Happy birthday, son. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give God praise for Seasway being with us. Amen. Amen. And everyone that is here, all of our awesome pastors, elders, deacons, HODs, workers, all of our members, everyone that is here, Team Gateway, worship team, you guys are awesome. All of you are awesome. All of our awesome members, God bless you. Love you all so much. You are dear to my heart. This is where you live. You might not know, but this is where you live. Amen. You live in our hearts, and we're praying for you and thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Love you and appreciate you. And again, happy Mother's Day to every mother. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And thank you again for the wonderful blessing and greetings and gifts for Mother's Day. God bless you. God bless you. And the Lord reward you with an apostles and prophets reward. Everyone that has sown and given today, may it overflow your banks. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you in the way you need it most. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So as we enter the Word of God, I'm speaking on glorify his name. The Holy Spirit gave me this message, and I just want to share it this morning. And as we get in, if I was to give it a subtitle, I would call it Restoration and Divine Favor. Restoration and Divine Favor. The title is Glorify His Name. Turn with me to Psalm 104, verses 1 to 4. Psalm 104, verses 1 to 4. The word says, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, who cover yourself with light as with a garment, who stretch out the heavens like a curtain. He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot. Hallelujah. Who walks on the wings of the wind. Hallelujah. Who makes his angel spirits, his ministers, a flame of fire. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I love the word of God. And also turn with me to the book of Joel, Joel chapter 2, verses 25 to 27. Joel chapter 2, verses 25 to 27. The word says, and I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. Hallelujah. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And then also Psalm 102, verses 12 to 16. Psalm 102, verses 12 to 16. But you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You will arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. For your servants take pleasure in her stones and show favor to her dust. So the nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. For the Lord shall build up Zion. He shall appear in his glory. Amen. Amen. O Lord, you shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. I just want us just to pause right there. The Holy Spirit just held me there to realize this has been generation to generation to generation. Now I'm looking at our grandson here with us, and it's generation to generation, the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. And everyone that is born again and truly honors and serves the Lord can trace it back, that it didn't start with you. Hallelujah. It came from somewhere, whether it was your natural parents or your spiritual parents, but whoever has birthed you in the spirit is generation to generation, and the blessing overflows, and the blessing increases, and the blessing exponentially increases, and it overflows from generation to generation. My husband is fifth generation apostle. My son, Sizwe, is an apostle and prophet in his own right. All of our children are in the fivefold. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All of our spiritual children have a calling. Whether they answer it or not, that's up to them. But they have a calling in the fivefold. The Lord showed us that when we started this ministry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm speaking deep things today. Catch me by the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Eye has not seen. Ear has not heard. Nor has it entered into the heart of man that which the Lord has in store for those who love him. Hallelujah. Each and every one of us has a generational blessing we're moving in. And if you will lay hold on walking in the Spirit and lay hold on the Word of God yourself, hallelujah, because everyone must do it for themselves. When you lay hold on Christ in you, the hope of glory, you'll see God move you forth and you will glorify his name. You will honor his name. You will lift up his name. You will bring answers. You will bring people to salvation just by your walk. You don't even have to say anything. Just by you being in the room, your very presence will bring them to Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. And the greater one prevails. Hallelujah. The Christ in you, the hope of glory prevails. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Today we're going to see notable miracles. I remember I had the privilege of going with one of our mentors, and I've had the privilege of having several mentors in my life who really encouraged me in the things of God. And one of them took me to another woman of God's celebration of 50 years in ministry. And I'll never forget this. And it just blessed my heart. And the key scripture that she stood on all those 50 years is, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. Philippians, hallelujah. We know it very well. Philippians 3, 13 and 14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Forgetting those things that are behind. Amen. It's important to forget what is behind. Amen. Don't let your past trip you up in your future. Amen. Leave those things in the dust. Amen. And move forth in Christ, and you will see God prevail for you. You'll see him come through for you. You'll see him do the impossible for you. Amen. We've walked it out with Apostle. We've seen God do the exceeding and the abundantly above all we could ask or think. Hallelujah. We've seen God intervene no matter what the situation, and we've seen God prevail. And glory to God, I want to share with you the foundation for glorifying his name is great faith. Is great faith. Great faith. It's not just enough to have a small amount of faith. I mean, the Bible talks about the faith as the size of a mustard seed. Yes, that's fine. That's faith. But I want to encourage us all to grow our faith, to be in that space where we grow in faith, so that when God looks on us, he's pleased with us, because faith is the currency of heaven. We need to be multi-billionaires in faith. Amen? Hallelujah. Not just in the natural and money, but I mean in faith as well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God wants us all to be prosper and to be in health, even as our soul prospers. And your soul prospers when your faith is strong. Hallelujah. Only be strong and of good courage. Hallelujah. Only be strong. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Great faith. 1 John 5, verses 4 and 5. For whatsoever is born of God, 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who is he that overcomes the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Walk in victory. Overcome through your faith. Hallelujah. So I'm sharing with you four master keys to glorify his name. First of all is fresh anointing. Fresh anointing. Amen. Glory to God. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. That's 1 John 2:27. 1 John 2:27. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in him. Glory to God. And it goes on. The anointing comes on the righteous and the faith-filled. And I love this quote from Apostle's book, The Holy Spirit Empowered Life. Apostle Dr. Begi Gemedze states that the kingdom of God is a dimension that the Holy Spirit ushers us into. Prevailing prayer has a foundation in praying in the Spirit and by the leading of the Holy Spirit. You must pray from a higher dimension. So when you pray, don't just pray what you see. I want to encourage us to pray, and I'm getting a bit ahead of myself. The second key is be a prophet of your life. What are you seeing? What do you see? When Elisha was surrounded by the enemy and the young servant with him was panicking and fearful, then Elisha said, Lord, open his eyes. And what did he see? He saw, even around the enemy that had surrounded him, angels on chariots of fire around, even be outnumbering the enemy. Hallelujah. Because you have heavenly backup. Hallelujah. How many people know there's angels? Angels on assignment. Amen. Angels on assignment. We've got angels, beloved. We've got angels on assignment. Hallelujah. We're not alone. We're not alone. It may look like it in the natural, but we are never alone. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. We are never alone. Greater is he. The angels, he gives his angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. In their hands, they will bear us up lest we dash our foot against a stone. We shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. Oh, yes. The lion and the serpent we shall trample underfoot. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because we've set our love upon him, therefore he will be with us in trouble. He will be with us and honor us because we've known his name. With long life will he satisfy us and show us his salvation. He's our keeper, beloved. How many people know him as a keeper? I know him as a keeper. I know him as a storm stopper. I know him as a way maker. I know him as the sweet rose of Sharon. I know him as the divine physician. Hallelujah. I know him as the judge of all judges. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah, yes. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed. The worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So frame your word, your world, with God's word. Whatever crisis you're dealing, whatever situation you're facing, get at least two or three scriptures that you're going to declare over that thing every day. I'm giving nuggets this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And begin to speak and make a declaration around that word, and you're going to see God unlock those things and break you through. Hallelujah. To victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And beloved, it's a fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:11-12. We don't have to turn there, but we know the Bible says, fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Glory to God. Whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Fight the good fight of faith. It is a faith. It is a fight of faith every time. Because God wants us to build muscles. No matter what we're dealing with, we should be mighty in the spirit. We should be muscular in the spirit. Amen. Amen. You see these guys that body build. And man, they're rippling. Yo. And I remember seeing another man of God. He's powerful and mighty in the spirit. And the Holy Spirit allowed me to see him in the spirit. I was like, whoa. Okay. Praise God. He was so muscular that principalities and powers would run before he got into the city. He was so mighty in the spirit, mighty in prayer, mighty in the spirit, that these principalities and powers would literally run away. We're getting there. We're going to get there. We are there. Amen. Some of us are there. Some of us will get there. Amen. But if you keep growing in Christ, you'll get there. Amen. Oh, yes. So that when the enemy sees you, he knows, don't you dare mess with this one, or you're going to really pay a price. You're going to pay, and it's not going to be funny. Oh, yeah. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The second key, be the prophet of your life. Decree it, declare it by faith. See it and say it. Speak those things that be not as though they were. Glory to God. See what is in the invisible. Glory to God. Glory to God. See what's in the invisible. The third key, have prophetic insight. What is the prophetic insight in this situation? According to Dr. Bill Winston in his book, Miracles in the Marketplace, he states that when our spiritual eyes are open, we can see our provision and our protection. God knows that for us to be successful, we have to see something different from what the world sees. We must stay focused to bring forth creative, heavenly solutions to preserve and lift the burdens off of suffering humanity. Jesus never saw lack, sickness, death, or calamity, although it was there. Jesus saw only what the Father showed him. Hallelujah. And when he had fed the five thousands, in that desert place, he simply told his disciples to make the people sit down, and then holding two small fish and five loaves of bread, Jesus gave thanks. He just gave thanks. Why? Because he already saw it done. He already saw it done. Somebody in your business, you just need to see it done. Just see it done. Just see it accomplished. See it done. See it accomplished. See it done. See it already done. And you're going to begin to speak into that. And you're going to watch God do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. The fourth key is divine favor of God. Hallelujah. The divine favor of God. The divine favor of God. Hallelujah. To walk in divine favor, it's two parts to it. First of all, you walk in faith, of course. And then you keep your heart with all diligence. For out of it spring the issues of life. When you keep your heart, that means you're traveling light. You're not going to hold offenses. You're not going to hold issues against anybody. Amen. Amen. And sometimes you walk through some stuff and you're like, Lord, I need your help with this. But he gives us help anyway. Thank God. He gives us help to forgive everybody, love everybody, let go of stuff. Amen. And keep moving forward. Glory to God. And that's what the Lord wants us to do. And that's how we walk in divine favor. Forgive everybody. Refuse doubt and unbelief. Don't have unbelief in your life. Believe God. Hallelujah. Just believe God. Dare to believe God. Hallelujah. And then also praise him in advance. Amen. Praise God in advance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God in advance. If you will give him the highest praise, God will step in and do the impossible. Give him praise. Give him praise for his faithfulness. Hallelujah. Give him praise for his goodness. Give him praise, because when we praise him, we execute vengeance upon the peoples and punishments upon the nobles and the fetters of iron on the nobles. It binds the kings with chains. We execute vengeance upon the heathen, punishments upon the people. In Psalm 149, the word says, praise ye the Lord, because when our praise goes up, God intervenes in such a way that the battle is not yours. It's the Lord's, that he fights every battle for you and prevails for you. Glory to God. Glory to his name. I love the Lord because he's faithful. When you receive the favor of God, take your favor and take your victory by faith. And I just wanted to share this because it's such a wonderful testimony that our son, well, Cizwe is right here. I just want to share your testimony, if that's okay. Amen. Testimony when he was finishing at Oral Roberts University, and we were trusting God for the money for that last payment. And we were in a situation, beloved, where we were trusting God for thousands of U.S. dollars, and we needed miracles. No joke, just miracles. We needed thousands of U.S. And at that point, the rand to the dollar was 17 to 1. And I remember we were just trusting God. I mean, you know, just trusting to 11:59, just there, to the end, the nth of the end. And we're just trusting God. I remember the Holy Spirit said, I'm gonna prevail here. And I remember we were just trusting the Lord, and the finance office had called my son in and said, okay, it's due by Monday at 5 p.m. And he called us and let us know. And then that Sunday night, my husband and I, well, he doesn't know this, my husband and I didn't sleep. Nope, no sleep. If sleep was gone, you know, at that time when you need a miracle and you need it now and you just need God. Mm-hmm. You need God's intervention. God has to come through sovereignly. Mm-hmm. We were there. Have you ever been there? Wow. We were there. Mm-hmm. Not a, you know how the enemy does. He'll try to send all kinds of lies. You know, it'll never happen, blah, blah, blah. I was like, shut up, devil. You know, beloved, you need to stay on your side of the line, devil. Yeah, just tell me, the bloodline, you stay on your side of the line. You cannot cross over the bloodline. I'm here. Now, shut up. See, you got to shut your face. See, you got to tell the devil where to get off and get out the way. See, take authority. The kingdom suffers violence. And the violent must take it by force. If you're gonna be simple and just, you know, just playing with the devil and just trying to talk nicely to the enemy, you'll be defeated every time. Let me tell you, take authority. Amen. Oh yes, we've learned this. Had to learn a little bit the hard way, but we learned this one. Yeah, we learned this one. Take authority. So we're like, devil, no, you're not having your way here. He's going to finish, and he's going to finish strong in Jesus' name. And I remember I set my face as flint, but man, we couldn't sleep. I was praying, shandarizing all night. It was an all-night prayer. Have you ever been there? All night. I mean, no sleep. None. And I remember early hours of the morning, the Holy Spirit just spoke into my spirit to call one of our prayer warriors to have her agree with us in prayer. And you know, prayer warriors that are seasoned and know their God, Well, when our friend, her name is Bernadette, when she prayed, oh my Lord, when she said amen, I knew heaven kissed earth. I knew God stepped in and did something miraculous. I didn't know exactly how, I didn't know exactly what, but I knew God did something. I had that knowing in my heart. And my son called. It was just before closing time, and there in the finance office, and he said, you know, they wanted to talk to you, Mom. Here's the finance advisor. And we talked with her, and make a long story short, you know, we had just a little bit that had come through, I think that morning, but it wasn't enough. So we were trying to negotiate to just pay part of it and then pay the rest by the end of the week. And they were saying, no, we need the whole amount now. It's the school rules and blah, blah, blah. And we said, okay, well, Lord. And just then, her computer switched off. It glitched and switched back on. Those PCs back in the day. Mm-hmm. When it switched back on, not only was his tuition fully paid, God had stepped in and they owed him $500. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. Hallelujah. I remember when we got off the phone, we called Seasway afterwards when he was back in his dorm and we were singing on the phone. He turned it. Hallelujah. Todd Trippett's song. He turned it. Hallelujah. We were dancing all over the house. All over the house. We were giving God praise because our God is able to do the exceeding and the abundantly above all we could ask or think. God is able. He is able. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Every moment, every in and out of time, he is able. He's able. He's able. He's able. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Finally, now demonstrate his power. Ezekiel 37, 1 to 10. You don't have to turn there, but we know the story. Everyone standing, everyone standing. And there was Ezekiel, and the Spirit of the Lord took him out into the valley of dry bones. And the bones were very dry. Someone has dry bones today, but God's bringing the bones back together. He's bringing the bones back together. In fact, there's a healing right now. Somebody's arm, the Lord is healing your arm. You almost broke your arm. Or maybe you've broken your arm and it's still hurting. The Lord is healing somebody's arm. Hallelujah. The Lord is healing you right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Take your healing. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and Ezekiel spoke as he was commanded. Hallelujah. He spoke as he was commanded by God. I want you to speak into your situation as you are commanded by God right now. Whatever lines up with the word, speak into the situation. Begin to pray in the spirit, beloved. Begin to pray in the spirit. Hallelujah. Sorry. Thank you. Hallelujah. Begin to pray in the spirit. See, the word of God is the sword of the spirit. Take the sword of the spirit and slay the enemy. Whatever it is you're dealing with, slay the enemy. If it's fear, slay fear. If it's a lie of the enemy, deception, break it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we thank you. And the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord hovered over the bones. And the bones came together, bone to its bone. The flesh and the sinews came upon the bone, and the skin covered them over. And then the Spirit of the Lord came upon the man of God again, Ezekiel. And he said, Speak to the dry bones. Prophesy. Prophesy. I want somebody to prophesy over the dry bones right now. Prophesy over the dry bones right now. And speak what should be. Hey, in your situation, if you need a job, if you need a breakthrough, if you need a new job, hallelujah, if you need a breakthrough in your career, a breakthrough in your business, speak over it in the mighty name of Jesus. The bones are coming together. Hallelujah. The army is being raised up. We speak to the four winds. Oh, dry bones, live again. Hallelujah. Oh, breath, breathe on these slain. Breathe on these slain. Breathe on these slain. Breathe on these slain in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says they're raised up. A great army. A great army. Hallelujah. Makarabokata. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is healing somebody's heart. Somebody's heart. The Lord is healing your heart. The Lord is removing asthma. He's healing somebody's lungs. He's healing somebody's lungs. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. He's healing somebody's lungs. They had issues with always being sick, always having flus. The Lord is healing their lungs right now in Jesus' name. The Lord is healing somebody's eyes. If that's you, I need you up here right now. If you know you need a healing, I need you up here right now. The Lord is healing bones. He's healing bones, ankle bones, back bones. God is healing bones. Hallelujah.